All right, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. As promised, Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine, joins us on a phone line now. It is all sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Doctor, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks. Doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. You know, something came up. Oh, yeah, I know. We were talking about the Cubs baseball players who have been reluctant to get a vaccine. You know, they can't reach that 85% of the players or the Tier 1 employees that they need. And in our conversation or somewhere, it came up again that people were concerned because the vaccines here were approved on an emergency basis, that they weren't sort of fully approved. And I said at the time that it's, I think talking to perhaps you and other doctors, you know, they said that the vaccines have gone through all the testing that was required or that they would require for the full approval. They just haven't gotten the full approval. And I was, can you sort that out for us a little bit today?
So first, it's a great point. I had those conversations just today. These vaccines, given the number of people vaccinated and the intensity of monitoring of side effects and symptoms, and has been the most studied of really almost any intervention. So I feel very, very confident and comfortable that we know a lot about the vaccines. We understand that they are safe, they are effective. However, at the outset of this research, the drug companies said committed to monitoring the study participants out to 2 years. So people say, well, you should get that 2 years of data before you submit to FDA. So point one, we have so much data that these vaccines could be submitted for FDA approval, and I'm sure that they would get it. Or do you complete the 2 years of study and all the data as they committed to the outset? So it's just that decision.
So as far as the safety of it and the testing of it, that's all been, it's the same. The only difference is waiting 2 years to look back at it.
That's right. And so people say, well, we should do just as we said at the outset. But the data really are there. There's massive amounts of very, very detailed data. So doctors and scientists really do feel good about this vaccine.
Okay, that helps. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is this Delta variant, which they're concerned about in England. It's the one that was referred to as the variant that came out of India. How concerning should we be about that here?
I think that we have a good head start on vaccinations. I think those people who are not yet vaccinated should have concern. I still strongly encourage vaccination. And I understand a lot of people have hesitation. Usually when we sit down and talk to them one-on-one, people many times can get over their reluctance. But it will hit. It's already circulating in the United States. It is increasing. And we have to stop the spread of the virus.
And when we watch TV or read the headlines, they talk about the dangers of the D variant and people should be concerned and all of that. But I think an equally important sentence, which isn't always there, would be or clause or phrase, except for the vaccinated, right? I mean, if we're vaccinated in this country, we don't have great cause for concern about this new variant. Am I correct or incorrect?
You're correct. The vaccines are remarkably effective, including against the variants, and for the small percentage, the very small, who will get some level of illness, it's proving to not be as nearly as serious.
So when
we're still admitting, we're still admitting people to the hospital, but only unvaccinated.
Okay, that's good to know. That's another good reason to be vaccinated. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams. We're going to take a quick break. We have room for your phone calls and texts on the other side of that. Here's Mary. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine. Okay, a couple of texts coming in, Doctor. Actually, a lot of texts coming in. But one is, what is the percentage of people in the hospital who have been fully vaccinated? So if you're fully vaccinated, what are your chances you're in the hospital right now?
Oh, almost not. Negligible. It's exceedingly rare for us to have a vaccinated person in the hospital.
Another person says, is it true that a single dose mRNA has only 33% effectiveness against the Delta variant, jumping to 90% after the second jab?
It is true, so that's why we encourage completion of that series.
So 33% is lower than it was for the other variants, isn't it, after one shot?
Correct. It's lower. The other ones were much better after one shot. But the good news is these vaccines do work. You just need that higher level of immunity.
A lot of people are asking about what we know yet about a booster shot. People are concerned that their 6 months might be coming up in September. Where are we on that?
Don't worry. The vaccines will last at least 6 months, probably longer. And so do not worry. Do not get anxious about it. They're working on the boosters, and they'll let us know when required. But if you got two vaccines, you've got immunity, you're pretty good.
And it's not like the immunity will shut off after 6 months, right? It might start to wane a little bit.
It might, and it might last. So it's looking very, very good. So I think all the news, it remains encouraging.
Okay, I want to switch gears here. I don't know if you watched the soccer match or know much about it, Finland match on Saturday in the Euro Cup. And this player, Christian Eriksen for Denmark, collapsed on the field. I mean, the doctor said he essentially died on the field. Are you familiar with that story?
Yes, I am.
So I was watching it, doctor, and it was... I'm just feeling for you, people in the medical profession who actually see people die, because it was so upsetting to watch it happen live. But I want to ask you, you know, it took the medical crews, well, they got there quickly, I think, when you consider most situations, but they weren't to him in 90 seconds. He clearly was in full cardiac arrest in my vantage point, for some time. So tell me about the medical process there. How long could he have been dead and brought back? Or what's your assessment of what happened there?
The chance of survival decreases 10% every minute the person's in cardiac arrest. But if somebody does CPR immediately, just push on the chest CPR immediately, that time can be extended. So there was good quality CPR. Number two, they had an automated defibrillator and defibrillated him. So those two interventions, the bystander CPR and the defibrillator, saved his life. It is saving life at O'Hare Airport. The defibrillators are within a short distance of any person, and it's already dramatically increased survival rates of people who have cardiac arrest at O'Hare. And so the CPR and defibrillation does save lives, as that event illustrates.
It just was... Yeah, and that's a good point. I think there's law now. I mean, they have a defibrillator at my health club. I mean, they're almost everywhere now, and that's just a good lesson into how important it is that there's one that's close.
And I would encourage everybody to look online to do closed chest CPR. It's scary to do, but not difficult. Learn how to do CPR.
Am I incorrect to say that he was dead on the pitch?
He was dead. His heart has stopped. No blood flow to the brain. But his heart was brought back because of CPR and that defibrillation.
It's just amazing to watch that. It just was something else. I'm glad you could help clarify things for us there. Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer, Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine. Great to talk to you, doctor. Look forward to next time.
My pleasure. Bye.